Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Hey guys, producer Matt here. Apologies for the poor quality of the audio on this episode, out of our control, but hope you can take it. And just so you know, Jeff Tate's microphone is out for the first 7 minutes, but that issue is resolved after the 7 minute mark. So sit tight and enjoy.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Coming to you once again from Wise Guys in Salt Lake City, Utah! All right. This is exciting. Jessica, all the way. We'll talk in a minute. Jingle, Jessica, it's close. Too early for Christmas, this gentleman over here says. Yeah, Scrooge. It's Saturday, November 9th, not quite Christmas, 2019. And when I said we'll be discussing name tags in a moment, I wasn't kidding. Let me see your name tags. Salt Lake City! Has some great name tags. I saw the Royal Benenbaums. I saw that on my Instagram or my Twitter. Hi, back there. Are you okay? And then we have Jessica all the way. And, more Christmas, Ben. A Christmas Steven. So you guys are just like, as long as the first letter is the same... That's how puns work. And this one I saw on the internet too. The Chris Lord of Chris Riggs. Chris Return of Chris King. He replaced all the "thes" in that title with the word Chris. So now it's officially the movie title with the most Chris's in it. And most of the other ones I can't see very well. Because it's dark in here, and we're doing a show. But great job, everybody. And I know I can always count on you guys to make lots of them. good luck. Doug plugs. Doug Loves Movies is back at UCB Franklin in Los Angeles this Tuesday, November 12th. Next Saturday, oh, and I should say, I booked somebody that's in a movie that I'm pretty sure is going to get nominated for Best Picture in a few weeks, February. January is when the nominations come out. But the movie is amazing. Anyway, next Saturday, Doug Loves Movies returns to the Improv in San Jose at 4:20. And 2 weeks from today, November 23rd, will be the first ever Doug Loves Movies taping in Miami, Florida. Yeah, at the Improv there, also at 4:20. Yeah, we'll see if anybody wants to go inside that early in the day or get up that early in the day. For tickets, go to miamiimprov.com. Let's look in the prize bag. I brought some stuff out from California. I did a show at Cobb's in San Francisco last Saturday, so I brought you a copy of San Francisco Magazine. Yeah, probably a lot of good stuff in there. I didn't crack it open. From my friends at Magical Butter, silicone gummy trays to make your own gummies. With whatever you want to put in them. I don't know what you guys are into. Jell-O gummies. A Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. Believe that one is a large, so hopefully that'll work out. This is exciting. The other night I went to the premiere of the Shia LaBeouf movie, Honey Boy, and the ticket to the after party was an old-fashioned motel room key. That says Honey Boy on it. So I'm like, I'm going to put that in the prize bag. Along with, I also saw a movie that's going to be on HBO soon, a documentary called Well Groomed about people who do fucked up things to their dogs. And they gave out postcards, so I grabbed a postcard. Not fucked up, just they make their dogs very colorful, and some people think dogs might not like that, but I feel like poodles don't give a fuck. They like the attention, right? And then a pin that I don't know where I got this. Oh, it says right on it, Diamond Springs, California. I don't think I've ever been there. But anyway, it's a pin that says Pure Life on it, and it looks like it's got a little, it's a very subtle weed pin if you need to keep it subtle for work or at home. All of that is in the prize bag, plus stuff brought by my guests. Are you ready to meet them? Three great comics and friends of mine happen to be in Salt Lake City right now, this weekend, so they're on the show because I asked them and they said yes. Please give it up for Chad Daniels, John Evans, and Jeff Tate. All right, well, apologies to my guests who aren't Jeff Tate. That's just a new world that we're living in now. Even Jeff, did you know that I've done tapings of the show where people started chanting your name when you weren't even there?
I mean, I listen.
And guess what? I decided you shouldn't have a microphone today. As punishment for your success. is it working now?
I think so.
Okay, great. Let's meet my guests individually, starting with a man who I'm pretty sure has never done this show.
Never.
It's correct. It's John Evans, everybody. Thank you, Doug. Thank you very much. Featuring here all, as we like to say in the biz, here at the Wise Guys at the Gateway. It's important to make that distinction. There's some people trying to watch Doug Loves Movies in Ogden right now.
Those fucking morons.
No, it's Mormons.
Oh, no. Oh, here we go. I guess I should jump right to so everybody, the listeners know who's speaking. That was Chad Daniels, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Hi. Hey, Doug.
Hey, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Also performing here this weekend, headlining shows here last night and tonight. Mm-hmm. Was last night fun?
It was great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good time?
Salt Lake City, you wouldn't think that it's a great place to do comedy, but it is. Well, I'm just, listen, I mean, when you're not from here, you don't really know about it, but the stories you hear. And so you think there's no way people are going to laugh or have fun, and then you do. Well, I just...
How do you guys have so much fun without drinking any coffee first? I mean, I probably do this every time I'm here, and that's a thing you're probably sick of, but just for the fun of it, clap if you're Mormon.
Sure.
That's how it is every time. I think the whole city is like that.
Sure.
You know, it's just some nice random people. What's that?
Well, it would be the other people that didn't clap,
people who
you
didn't
fucking
clap.
Idiot.
To the other people.
I mean...
I like to clap, and I'm not Mormon. When am I going to get in the game?
Who's kind of Mormon?
Oh, that was awesome.
Who right now is in the same room with a Mormon? Every goddamn one of us.
Oh, so good.
All right, so anyway, back to you, John. Thank you so much for doing the show. I can't believe we've known each other for how many years, you think?
More than
3 or 4.
Yep, definitely. And closer to 10.
And you've never been on.
I've never been on, and I just say I feel slighted. That this is the first time that you...
Well, let's make up for it. And you first of all, be great today.
Okay.
Be a great guest.
Hello.
And then...
It's a little late for that.
And then moving forward, I'll have you on every show.
Every show.
Only if you're a great guest today.
Okay. All right.
And I do not think most people are great guests.
I'm on once every 8 months.
Yeah. That's how good you are. Because you're on the 8 month plan.
Absolutely, and I'll take it.
Yeah, if people start chanting your name, then I'll have to bring you in more. I didn't want Jeff to be here today.
But the people demand it.
They demand it. They demand it in advance.
I just think it's the easiest name to chant.
It's easy.
It is easy. Hey, but Chad's not that hard to chant, it's even close to the word chant. Chant Daniels is here, everybody.
It's not the worst thing I've been called, that's for sure.
And just to reintroduce him again and get the chant going once more, it's Jeff Tate.
Tate, 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 Tate,
that's pretty cool.
How chanting. You doing, Jeff? Oh, sorry, Chad has a question.
I was just going to say chanting Tate is like spelling bananas. It really is on repeat. Tate, yeah, Tate, yeah. Tate, 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 Tate. Nope, you don't need to. I'm just saying.
That's that same guy that wanted to get into the clapping game.
he just want to be involved.
Yeah, he's like, I really want to participate. I don't know why I'm sitting all the way in the back.
Participate.
But I was... You flew in today, Jeff?
I did.
How'd that work out?
I was uneventful. Just I got on a flight.
Oh, fuck.
Right here, everything was on time.
Fuck.
Nice job. I mean, good job, Delta. Good job, you did it.
And it's probably kind of... it's probably warm weather here compared to where you came from. Oh, shit.
Is my microphone off again?
Your mic is going to go off every time you're about to say something dumb.
I put in a requisition order for one of these microphones like 12 years ago.
How great would that be in your stand-up? You're just going into something nobody's going to care about. It just cuts out.
Oh, I've been on autopilot before, so I know.
Okay, so what do you think we should try to swap out your mic, or is it good to go?
I mean, if we can.
You know, if it's convenient, I mean.
I mean, is there maybe another one standing by, possibly, or maybe you're holding it wrong?
I don't know. I've held microphones before.
That's better.
Maybe do you want a mic stand? If it's in the stand, maybe the cord won't be jiggered loose. Is that the right word even?
Probably not, but we'll just move on. And
new mic.
How do you
he has if, both the
if
microphones.
If he's new here, how do you know his name is Mike?
I can't remember which one I started with.
Uh-oh, now Jeff is
He's holding both microphones that are unplugged.
Yeah.
And he has no idea which
looks
one is
like
which.
An amazing three-way.
There we go. Is that better?
Yay! Yay. All right. Excellent. So I guess you don't need this mic stand. But it's here.
Okay, just in case.
It's ready to go if you need it. What do you got for the prize bag, Jeff?
I got four things on one thing. See? That's four things. It's inside is a geode. You smash it.
It's like a cool rock. And then there's a jazz button and a Tom Petty button. Yeah. And then when you're done smashing that rock, looking at all those crystals or whatever, you just got a cool bag. Free bag, too. There you go.
Yeah, it's like a Gold Rush bag.
Yeah.
I like it. John Evans, what do you got?
I have the movie theme. I went with a very exciting King Kong Cola.
Oh,
yeah, it's a real cola, very drinkable. And I also have a package of Black and Milds, individually wrapped with one missing. And there's one missing because I found it that way. So there you go.
Thank kind you. Sir.
Pleasure doing business with you.
Cigar smoking can cause lung cancer and heart disease.
That's a rumor.
Also, aren't they just... That's just two of the things it could cause. Disinterest from other people would be a fun one to put on there. Bad breath, yellow teeth, etc.
Sure.
Right? But thank you for those.
Sure. You have to sign a waiver to take that home, by the way.
Mine
Some
too.
Of John's jokes are just for Jeff.
I've never seen this many people eating at a show. There's a lot of people eating.
Yeah, because
well,
you know
they can't do anything else. They're not allowed to do anything.
I heard one guy 15 feet away lick his finger. It's you.
He's not married. That's the most action he can get.
What? Yeah, it's you know. I mean, maybe once you get off the 8-month program, and you do some more of my 420 shows, it's like saying we're going to start at 420 ish. And we serve food. So suppose people show up high, they order the food. Yeah, it's a whole system. That's the other crazy thing about Salt Lake City is a lot of people here get high. I wish some of them were here today because I really need the hookup. What do you have for the bag, Chad?
I have I'm on a tour called New Hip Tour. That's the T-shirt.
Nice!
And I have a bumper sticker from my last special. It says, drive safe, don't rape.
Oh, great advice, you guys. Two pieces of advice that will get you far.
Got some Mamba fruit chews.
Oh, those are good, right?
I got some strawberry-flavored Pop Rocks.
Oh.
Put those in your butthole, I dare you.
I heard a kid put soda and Pop Rocks in his butthole, and he lived a pretty good life.
He never
that's
stopped
the,
smiling.
That's the urban legend is he's very happy.
And then orange Tic Tacs.
Oh, I miss these. I haven't had orange Tic Tacs in a while.
Don't put them in the bag. Keep them.
No, I don't miss them that much.
Okay.
They're fun for like two or three, and then you're like, oh, I got a whole thing of Tic Tacs that are all orange flavor. I guess they won't be a sponsor on the show anytime soon. But all of that, I'm kind of afraid to put the bottle in the gift bag because, you know, it's gonna break. Because I don't treat the gift bag very well.
Just, he just opened that geode.
Oh, no. Yeah, maybe.
He's ruined the fun on
Oops,
that.
I'll try not to step on it at any point during the proceedings. Got some questions for you guys before we get to the game portion of the show, starting with, and we'll start with you, Jeff, because I know you already have an answer ready to go. What was the last movie you saw?
Jojo Rabbit, again. I watched it again.
Again?
Yeah.
You're a two-timer.
Two-timer.
And
soon
probably
to be three. I'm gonna watch it a lot, I think.
Yeah?
I like it.
It's pretty damn good.
I enjoyed it, yeah. It's very, I like the message.
I've been calling it, that Hitler's bad? I've been calling it, I've been calling it my number one movie of the year. I still have a few more of these prestige pictures to check out, but it's my favorite. And there have been a lot of good movies this year. I think it's been a good year. I think it's been a real blimp of a year.
Once every 20 years, every movie's good.
Is that true?
Yeah, 1999 was a good year. Everybody keeps talking about it.
Well, just because they want to party like it, not because it was a good year for movies.
No, they're like The Matrix and American Beauty. They keep writing these blogs. I don't know. I don't remember.
Those are the two examples of what a great year it was.
There's more, but I don't remember them. Gone in 60 seconds, maybe?
No. but okay, so yeah, so thumbs up for Jeff for Jojo Rabbit. Is it, I believe it's playing in Salt Lake City currently. Just opened yesterday here. So yeah, check it out, you guys. And throughout the world, everyone should see it. It's very great. Good.
It's great.
I've never laughed so hard at Hitler.
I mean, that's true. I know it sounds funny with the accent, but it's also true. Hitler is rarely a funny character.
But he does have a funny face and a funny voice, and yeah, they pull it off. It's really it's an interesting movie. John Evans, last movie you saw.
This is going to make me look like a horrible contestant, but I saw the Mark Maron movie about the Civil War sword. Did anybody see
Sword
this?
Of Justice.
Sword of Trust.
Sword of Truth.
Thought it was
Sword of Trust.
Sword of Trust.
It's one of the many swords that are out there. And I haven't seen it yet. You liked it?
I liked it a lot. And I like Maron as an actor. I think he's fantastic.
He's a very good actor, and this is one of those improvisy movies, I think.
I liked it a lot.
Right?
I saw it.
Oh, you saw it too?
Yeah, I thought it was dope.
I also saw it for free on JetBlue on the way here, so shout out to JetBlue for having killer... A guy in front of me watched Taxi Driver. So I was watching half Taxi Driver and half... I want to clean
I
all
I should
this.
Have rephrased my question. What half a movie did you see
I
most recently?
Half of Taxi Driver and half of the...
I do peek at other people's screens when there's like other people you can see what they're watching. I do tend to do that.
The guy in front of me was watching the news. Like, come on, man, we're on a plane. Just disconnect. Why don't you watch Taxi Driver or whatever?
You can finally find out what's going on in the world while you're on a goddamn flight, and Jeff is mad at it. I want to know nothing about the world below.
Right, keep that shit out of
my eye line. I just
want
to fly over it. Keep it out of my airspace. Chad Daniels, last movie you saw?
Kung Fu Panda.
Okay, so tell us about your adventure being stuck in time.
Well, that's my answer.
Was it your kids?
Yeah, my daughter had it on when I went downstairs. But we all enjoy that movie. The peach tree scene helped me get through a divorce.
What?
For the listeners, I just looked around the room, befuddled. Can you tell us how? Just because it's such a fun scene?
That's a great scene. It's a great message. Look, people are nodding. You can't fucking see the people nodding in here.
You can't. No, it just sounds like nobody thinks you're making any sense.
That's fine. This crowd doesn't fucking make any sense to me either. How about that shit? I can hear a guy licking his finger. People are looking around. How do you get high? I do, kinda. Everyone's...
See, this is how he stays on the eight-month plan. Because he always gets mad at the audience at some point.
this is a big crowd of people who claim to smoke weed who didn't watch a karate fight in Panda Bear. You would think you would be on board if you really smoked all that weed.
It was Liars. Kung Fu, Jeff.
I just don't know what the peach tree scene is. I know what the peach scene is. call me by my name. Your name.
The peach tree scene is when they all go to Atlanta. It's like a shopping montage.
I am shocked anyone in this room laughed at your reference to the names of streets in Atlanta.
I don't think they got it. I just think they like him. This is fucking skewed.
That's how much you
it's
like
him. Skewed in here. They chant his name. He opens up and giggles at his own joke, and they're like, I don't get it, but I like it.
Oh, this is going to be good. Not now. Not now, sir. Wait for him to do something. And this might be your chance, Jeff, to really get him chanting. Because my other question that I like to ask sometimes before we play the games is, what impressions does anybody do? Because I love impressions.
I do.
Oh, my God. Do you do an impression of a guy whose microphone works? How come they replaced it with another broken microphone?
I think you're pulling the cord out.
I'm not. It stops working when I stop holding the cord in. It's one of those where it's loose and I could kind of fucking hold it. I was hoping to just not fuck it up again, but...
Well, look at your hero. Can't use a microphone. Pick real fucking winners here in SLC, don't you?
Hello? Yeah. They do pick winners, Chad.
There we go.
His microphone works. Let's cheer.
And I get to sit in the most comfortable position known to man. Like, so I'm doubly lucky. My microphone finally works. And man, this is a real load off. Make sure I don't fall asleep, you guys. I'm so comfortable. It's like this or being in a hammock. Those are equal.
You know, this mic stand's adjustable.
It starts working, so I'm afraid to touch it.
Well... I think
yeah, I got it, Doug. I'm cool, man. Let me do my Liam Neeson impression, okay?
Deborah, get under the bed. That's Ray Romano.
No, it's Liam Neeson. You're not. It's the altitude's playing tricks on your ears, Doug.
Deborah, you're Ma! About to be taken.
Ma, get under the bed. Ma.
So perfect Liam Neeson. What else you guys want to hear? I could do George W. Bush.
Yeah. Ma!
Ma! I'm the president. So it's not a current impression of George W. Bush.
No. It's an old impression.
All right, John, do you have any impressions that you do? Oh, boy.
We on here? Yeah, I got maybe a very obscure impression that some people...
Even better.
Fans of the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High, are you guys
Ooh,
out there?
This is good.
Yeah. This is the ticket scalper, Mike Damone, Mark Ratner's best friend.
This is going to be the best thing I've ever heard. I can't... What a very specific impression. Yeah, actor playing one role in one movie.
Right, and he never did much. Robert McManus.
Mm-hmm.
This is Robert. This is Mike Damone. You know what? I can see it already. It's going to be just like last summer. You fell in love with the girl at the photo, Matt. You bought $40 worth of fucking film, and you never even talked to her. You don't even own a camera.
That's great.
It's going to be just like before. You buy all this film and you don't even do anything.
I can do one too. I do Mike Damone too.
Hey, stop buying all that fucking film. It's not even a good Ray Romano.
Who said anything about Ray Romano?
I did a bunch of times and you said Deborah. Chad, what a... Do you have any scenes from movies memorized?
Not movies, but I do an impression.
Do.
I do
do
an impression.
Hey everybody, my name's Jeff Tate.
No, this is
that's pretty good. That's a pretty good impression.
This is my Jeff Tate impression. Hey, I'm Jeff.
Wow. Painstaking detail.
Shit,
Doug.
That was funny.
Painstaking detail on that impression.
Doug! I almost couldn't put it back together again.
That's not what I sound like at all.
I hope these people on the side don't mind that Jeff leaning into his microphone is blocking everybody. It's nice? Okay, good. I'm glad you're cool with it. Well, that's it. That's the end of Impressions Roundup. That was a terrific addition to that. But now I have to say, turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin! Oh, boy, do we have name tags. Can we get that house lights up a little bit? We got... Oh, this guy's screaming that he's got something in addition to a name tag. Just a little bit on the house lights, so I could see a little bit better. No? Okay. It's cool.
This is chaos. People want donuts?
What you need to do, John, is you need to get up and go pick the name tag that you like the best for whatever reason. Some have candy on them. Some have Jeff Tate's face on them. Some people might bribe you with French fries. But while you go looking, John, we're going to go go to a brief commercial message while people are yelling. People are right next to me yelling. I'm just trying to go to commercial. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Watchmen. Can't get enough of HBO's Watchmen? Now you can go deeper inside the show critics have called your new TV obsession with the official Watchmen podcast. Hosted by Watchmen executive producer and writer Damon Lindelof and Craig Mazin, the creator of Chernobyl, the new podcast explores narrative choices, uncovers Easter eggs, and examines the show's connection to the groundbreaking graphic novel and to modern events. A reimagining of the world originally seen in the groundbreaking 1980s graphic novel of the same name, Watchmen is set in an alternate history of present-day America, where the lines between vigilantes and mass crime fighters are blurred, and the only true superhero is nowhere to be found on Earth. Stylized, darkly funny, and profoundly human, the series stars Regina King, Jean Smart, Don Johnson, and Jeremy Irons, and features music from Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross. Watchmen is available on streaming and on demand, and catch new episodes Sundays at 9 p.m. on HBO. Then listen to the official Watchmen podcast available on all major podcast platforms. Back to the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS, or play online via Facebook games.
We're back!
Yeah. This is so funny.
And now we can bring the house lights down because I just wanted them up for that part that ended, so now you can bring them back down. The speed at which these cues are accomplished. There's two lighting cues in my entire show. Who are you playing for, Jeff?
I don't know, but it says Indiana Tate and the Temple of Turlip. Is your name Turlip? Last name Turlip.
I would hope it's your last name. Hi, my name's Turlip.
I mean, this is some
you
excellent...
know what? It's a bad last name, too.
It just looks cool. I get to be Indiana Jones in this one.
Yeah, it's great. He took the laser disc or something of the movie?
Yeah, maybe the soundtrack.
Or the soundtrack?
No, laser disc. It's no laser... soundtrack.
Okay. Don't care anymore. And he set it down where I couldn't see it anymore. Just put it down on the ground like, there you go. Although it doesn't say Turlip on it. I'm just going to have to remember that. But I saw that on the internet today. He really took a shot that you were going to be here, and he didn't put anybody else on it. Pretty, pretty smart, Turlip. What's your real name? No, what's your first name?
Mike.
Okay, let's call him Mike.
Oh no, that's my nemesis. Today, anyway.
You're just against Mikes in general.
Yeah, Mike.
How do you feel about Mike and the Mechanics?
I'm scared of him today. No mics work near me today.
Oh, now I get it. John, who are you playing on behalf of? Looks like you got a real score there.
Yeah, no, definitely a score. This is the Life Aquatic with Steve Zanu. Zane has been changed.
Wow, I just thought a guy named Steve would pick that.
But the reason I took it is because it's got the zebra rolls on there with Chad Daniels blames for blowing up that last 15 pounds overweight. That's what he says on stage anyway. So I thought maybe I could get him in the some kind of crosshairs. You know?
See that?
Yeah. Zebra rolls, not the cake.
What the fuck is a zebra roll?
It's not the cake.
It's a cake that she turned into a roll, and it's amazing. And I can eat it by the box, and it's why I have tits. It is. There's no other explanation. I didn't change anything but those.
I mean, man, just either don't eat the things or stop bitching about your tits. That's the rule. I'm going to eat that whole box. I don't give a shit about my tits.
Yeah, I'm going to take advice from a guy who broke two mics.
They
love you here. It's not even fun. We've been friends for over 15 years, and I can't even make fun of you because they all want to rub your nuts, and it's gross.
I know. Maybe you should find a new angle, Chad. Stop being such a fucking bully.
Children. 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 Children.
Jeff, what do you think this box of zebra cake rolls goes for in the store?
Retail value.
Oh, man, that's $1.99.
Oh, you saw it earlier.
No, I just know how much a box
you
of
just
zebra
know that?
Cakes go. Yeah. You think I don't have that in my weekly budget?
All right, so Zane is your name? Okay, good job, Steve Zanedu. And what do you got, Chad?
I have, I'm playing for Steven.
Whoa, I didn't even see your drink there, sorry.
And he went with a Christmas Steven right here.
That's cute.
And he also has a Christmas sweater on. I really appreciated the thematic effort.
It's, you know, it's a Star
Every
Wars
time
sweater,
I talk,
but
they
that's
stop
okay.
making noise, and that's fine.
And what's that?
This is fudge, because one of the characters is saying fudge to not swear, and then there's a whole box of Mrs. Kavanaugh's famous fudge.
Oh, she's great.
I think that's called fuck. What they did was they switched them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Solid.
I heard Mrs. Kavanaugh and Little Debbie are having a thing. Right here on the stage in front of us. All right, so congratulations to those three folks. One of you, named Turlip, is going to go home with all the prizes. Oh, may I have a Tito's and soda, a tall one? Thank you. I came out here with nothing to drink, so this root beer has been looking really good.
It's cola.
Oh, that's why it looks so good.
King Kong cola.
I thought it was root beer.
Just regular cola, masquerading as root beer. I mean, they're even kind of laughing at that, and that's nonsense.
No, Chad is.
I mean,
Chad is already alarmed that got any laughter at all.
Right on the money. It's fucking making my blood boil. Steven, I need you to finish those fries because I'm going to need your help in about 5.5 minutes. Let's take down Tate and shove it off everybody's ass in here.
Also, you're not going to need his help for a good 30, 40 minutes. But
okay, great.
Yeah, he can relax and enjoy his fries.
Chad seems pretty tense for having just done yoga. Yeah, he's like, I like to get centered before a show, you know, get my head, clear my head. He comes out here and fucking yells at everybody.
Imagine if I didn't do yoga.
His mantra is fuck you people. He just keeps thinking that fuck you people.
Yeah, it's true. Like I've screamed at people on this show out of frustration, and it would have been much worse if I didn't get high first. All right, so the first game we're going to play today is, unfortunately, Chad, I hate to do this to you. It's a game that Jeff is very good at.
That's fine.
And but it's also, this first game, it doesn't matter who wins it. It's just for fun. It's called Purple Rain Man.
Ooh.
It's interesting. The same people that clap for being Mormon clap for that game. To a person. This is a game where I give you a title. I should say I give you the actors that are in a mashup title. Like Purple Rain Man, of course. The stars, the first billed people in Purple Rain Man would be Prince and Dustin Hoffman. Purple Rain Man.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I love the game. I'm not good at it. I love listening to it.
Well, get your ears ready. Because some love is coming your way right now.
Perfect.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Drinks are here just in time.
Thank you, thank you.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much. And picking up the old ones. You're wow.
Thank you so much. That's Aaron, everybody. That's Aaron.
If Erin's in your section, give her a big tip, you guys. And if she's not, whoever is serving you, don't worry about it. No, I've actually been told by the wait staff at clubs that the people that come to my shows eat a lot.
Yep, it's true.
One, and are super cordial and nice.
Absolutely agree with that as well.
And good tippers. Yeah.
That's great.
I just make up that last one just to get them to be good tippers. But I was laughing before the drinks arrived because I always, you know, fill out all these games on a piece of paper, and I never wrote the specific details in this game. I never wrote them down. And so... So I'm going to have to do an approximation of what the billing would be in these... In these two movies, but I think...
Oh, the scales are tipping! I like this, like when it rains when I golf. I'm way better. Let's go.
So hopefully this will work. I mean, it'll still work. It'll still... Everyone on the panel still has to try to guess what the hell I'm talking about. Okay, so I'm going to go with third build. I'm going to say Ruth Gordon... and John Hamm. Oh! Somebody made that noise in the back. Probably that same guy. Oh! Oh! See, there he goes. I don't know why I encouraged it. Second build in this mashup would be John Cassavetes and Jamie Foxx.
Oh, is it?
Shh, don't guess anything, please.
Is it Bringing Up Baby Driver?
No.
Is it Close? Is it Where's That Baby Driver? Is that a baby driver? Something that ends in baby.
I'm still waiting to recognize a name from one of the movies.
Jamie Foxx was, he played for the Detroit Tigers in the 50s.
Oh, thank you.
They really will laugh at anything he says.
It's incredible.
And first build would be, these I know for sure, Mia Farrow and Ansel Elgort. Okay, so Chad is out.
Oh, Rosemary's Baby Driver.
That's it. Rosemary's Baby Driver.
Ooh, nice sixth guess.
Compared to what, zero?
Yeah, I'm still at 1,000%. O for O.
He's got all of his non-answers not
they count.
Wrong.
It's like I've been to the plate three times and walked every time.
No, you did not get to any base. But you might now because it's still anybody's game. Jeff gets to go first in a round of Whose Tagline Is It Anyways? I'm going to say to Jeff Tate and to Jeff Tate alone. I mean, everyone else is going to hear it. But I'm going to say... I'm going to say the tagline of a motion picture. This is a tough game, but somebody's got to do it. And Jeff will respond or pass. And if he gets it right, he gets a point. But if he misses it, then it moves to you, John Evans. And same thing with you to Chad. And we just go around like that. Whoever gets the most right will win. But it's tough. There's a lot of movies out there and a lot of taglines that don't make any sense. Especially if you don't know what movie we're talking about. Jeff Tate, unleash your wild side.
Unleash your wild side.
I like that. I like when people repeat it back.
Well, I learned that by watching the spelling bee. They go, arachnophobia,
Okay, but don't ask me to use it in a sentence. Because it already
unleash
is
one. Unleash your wild side. I'm going to say...
Country of origin?
Yeah, is this an American film?
No questions.
I'm going to say Rugrats Go Wild.
Oh, okay. No. John Evans, do you have an idea what this might be?
I'm going to guess Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo.
Unleash your wild side. That's not, I mean, it wouldn't be a great tagline for that movie, but it also fits, I guess. Chad, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Stella got her groove back. If Jeff would have said that, they'd be fucking clapping right now. That's a great guess. Nope, I don't need it. Listen, let it happen organically, but goddamn, let's get on board here.
All right, Chad, let's see what happens. Is it... When Stella got her groove back?
You didn't even say it right. It's not when Stella got her groove back.
If?
This isn't Jeopardy.
It's just... She just got it back, man. It's one of those movies that fucking tells you what's going to happen before you even see it.
That's why I never saw
it. The title's a spoiler. Stella got her groove back. Okay. Why do I need to go? Oh, it is called How? How? Did Stella get her groove back one day?
Tay Diggs, that's how.
It was by fucking.
Yeah.
She really got her mojo back with all that D. That vacation D.
The working title was How Stella Got Her Fuck On Back Going Again.
The control group didn't like it?
It was smart that they changed it, okay. Yeah. How Stella Got Her Groove Back is not the answer. And Jeff, you don't even get another guess. We haven't even said what the answer is yet. It's from Dora and the Lost City of Gold.
Damn it. I knew that.
Yeah. Right? See, this is tough.
That movie came out on my birthday.
See, that's the kind of thing that happens is Jeff will prove that he does know way more about a movie than he should. Just didn't recognize the tagline. I got another one for you, buddy.
Excellent.
If you run, it will get you. If you stay, it will eat you. Seems like you're going to get eaten either way.
I mean, it seems like a very tough place to walk away from, and that's your only option. You can't run or stay. So
you're saying just walk.
The tides are turning in here, aren't they? I like what's happening.
He's just talking. He wasn't trying to be funny.
Yeah, I wasn't, Chad. I was doing what you do.
Come see Jeff do a guest set during my headlining set here at Wise Guys tonight.
Oh! And now, did the show sell out before word got out that Jeff would be here? Because I think it did. Two shows tonight, though. Is there some seats available?
There are not.
So there you go.
But that's just because Salt Lake City is a good comedy.
Who's got tickets already? Woo! Nice. Thank you for coming to this. You could have just seen him later. Appreciate it. Oh, where are we at? John Evans?
Could you repeat the tagline again?
If you run, it will get you. If you stay, it will eat you.
Oh, I didn't even guess.
Oh, you think you know it?
Yeah, the blob.
Nope. John?
Cujo.
I think it's rude to call him it. He does have a name. Ooh, let's try. I'm going to try a different version of this. If you run, Turlip will get you. Turlip. Stay, Turlip will eat you.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
I'm going to go with How Stella Got Her Groove Back.
Oh! Okay, I apologize. These are going to get maybe not easier, but the movies are going to be a little less obscure than this one. But this is a movie called City of God from Brazil in 2002. But if people have not seen it, you have to check it out. It's really fucked up. It's about street gangs in Brazil. And when I say gangs, I'm talking like kids that aren't even 12 yet. And it's really intense.
Right. Tweens.
Yes, it's tweens. I've seen that on the rating sometimes of a movie. It'll say, you know, strong language, drinking, smoking, all involving tweens. And I'm just like, come on, just, you don't have to use that word in a serious description of what's to keep your kids away from in the movie.
Or to lure some men into the movie.
Ooh, tweens are going to be naked?
Who said naked? He said drinking.
What does drinking lead to, Jeffrey?
I think you're weird. Try to put it on me.
All right, we're back to you, Jeff. Get carried away. Get carried away.
Oh, I got it.
Carry.
Oh.
Oh, yes. That was fantastic.
But the remake one.
Oh, great.
John?
I'm going to say up.
Oh, okay. That'd be a good tagline for that movie.
Dang, I'm not right again. I want to apologize to the guy with the zebra cakes. Man, I really apologize.
Well, these are tough. You know, the next game, you'll do better. Just by the nature of it. But Chad, what do you think it is? Get carried away.
Rudy.
Now that would be a big spoiler in the title. You'd be waiting the whole movie. When's he going to get carried away? See, you can't be mad at Jeff at how hard he laughs at what you're saying.
That was very nice.
That was the tagline for Sex in the City, the movie.
Oh, still a Carrie, though.
Her name is Carrie, yeah.
You
kind of got it, Jeff. You were on the right track, but you crashed into a wall.
I know.
Oops. So that track was not right at all. All right.
It was a fake tunnel painted on a wall. Is that what you just said?
No.
No.
not even close, really.
Wrong track? Come on. Cartoons?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. You guys don't watch cartoons.
Unless it's got a panda and something to do with a peach tree. Jeff? There is no justice without sin.
Sex in the City 2.
Full title.
the movie.
I actually just added the movie part last time to describe it. It was for some reason they don't go with the subtitles on the Sex and the City movies. I don't know why. John?
I feel like I'm the only person here trying to actually win this thing. I'm going to say Sin City.
That is correct.
Boom. Oh. Boom. Boom. Goes the dynamite.
Look at he's just in a zen-like state knowing that the next game he's going to crush.
I'm on. I got momentum, though.
We're trying to get him right? I didn't know we were trying to get him right. Okay.
That's convenient.
I'm just glad I don't have to go first in this next one. Chad's next.
Great. It sure is.
Let's do it.
All right, Chad. What movie had the tagline, "Carry on"?
Rudy. No, that's not my guess. "Carry on" would be... You're going to carry on.
He's taking it back.
You're going to keep going. You're going to carry on. Up.
It's true. He did need to move on. Carry on. Jeff.
I'm going to say Sex and the City 2.
That is correct.
I didn't know we were getting
it. I mean, that one was just handed to you, Chad.
I'm a setter. It's what I do.
But for the record, I think it should have been called Sex in the City 2, Sex and Abu Dhabi. Because that's where they went. And it's a fun place to say. All right, so John has one and Jeff has one. We've got one more before we might have to move to a tiebreaker. Chad goes first. So you're a spoiler, Chad. You could make a three-way tie happen right here.
No, I couldn't.
Let me remind you, and maybe I haven't mentioned it yet, so this is good for me to tell you. A theme could emerge in this game. So far, we have Dora and the Lost City of Gold, City of God, Sex in the City, Sin City, Sex in the City 2, What is the tagline? What movie is this a tagline for? It's a weird one. Part mystery, part thriller, parts missing.
Bright lights, big city.
I do have a second tagline from the same movie if you'd like to hear it.
I would love to.
You'll never know what bit you. See, that's clearly not Bright Lights, Big City.
Will you repeat the first one, please? And I know that I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm being serious.
Being a serious dick. Part mystery, part thriller, parts missing.
I don't know any movies. Oh. Well, now this is extra pressure. Jeff just threw his hands up because he knows it. I don't know. Is there a movie called Piranha City or some shit? Stop laughing! Yeah, I'm just kidding. I've been asking for it all day and finally happened and now I'm mad. All right, Jeff.
Man, I was going to say Piranha City. Is it not? Let's wait and see if that's the answer.
What do you think it is, Jeff?
Is it Dark City?
No.
Oh, shit.
Did you just?
No, I'm just... Oh, shit. My pants.
John, this is your big chance.
Yeah.
You could take Jeff down.
It's only going to get worse if you keep saying that.
I'll give you the two taglines again.
Please.
Part mystery, part thriller, parts missing. And you'll never know what bit you.
Oh, I forgot the second one.
Is it Manimal? It's Manimal, isn't it?
Is it a failed TV series? No, it is not.
Damn.
Is it Sharky's Machine?
No. But how do you think that fits into the theme?
Oh, he bit him.
There's got to be a city.
Shark City.
I meant City Heat.
Does there have to be a city?
If there isn't, I'm going to be so mad at you.
The answer is Lake Placid.
Oh, shit.
Now you know where this is headed. But Chad, I'm sorry to say, for this game alone, you're out. So pretend you have Jeff's microphone and don't say anything. This is just between Jeff and John. I'm going to read a tagline, and the first one of you that says the title back correctly is going to be the winner of this game. I got to see both of your faces, because this is going to go fast. Times at Ridgemont High. What movie had the tagline, "Who is Salt?"
Salt.
That's correct.
It's a condiment. What are we talking about? It's a movie?
Tate.
I'll just take my beating like a man, I guess.
Yeah, but that's what happens when you find all the movies that have city or lake or salt in them. And then if I was going to do one more, I was going to do Assault on Precinct 13.
Wow. Yeah. I did not see that coming.
Yeah. Me either. Four cities in a row, and he goes, there's a theme. Yeah. Piranha City is there.
I always forget to mention the theme part until there's really clearly a theme. Sometimes there isn't. Anyway, enough goofing around. Nobody brought donuts today? That's interesting. That's a shift.
Yeah, donuts.
Oh, there they are. Donetti's. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, thank you for bringing
it. Is it Donetti's or Donettes?
It's Donettes, but it's a running gag on the show that...
First timer.
Emma Arnold, on this very stage, admitted that her whole life she thought they were pronounced Donettis. Donettis.
Like Italian donuts? Sorry.
Yeah. I want some of Donettis. I don't like the big Donettis. I like a Donetti. I was saying recently on the show that stupid Italian accent, that's the last accent you can make fun of. Like that you can do and nobody goes, hey, stop doing that.
Yeah.
People don't get uncomfortable. They don't. I guess maybe because they're mobbed up or whatever, they don't worry about it.
You should come to my house sometime.
Actually, people got more mad at that show, The Sopranos, than they do at that accent.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, because they thought that show was making it seem like every Italian is a gangster, and we know it's like only 90%.
I think it's unfair because it made me think that all Italian people could sing. We'll just rewind it and start it over.
I honestly was not interested in that show just when I heard the title. I was like, what?
It's like a choir?
It's about a bunch of sopranos?
I don't give a shit.
God,
what is that, a
damn
gun?
It. Somebody murder that show. Let's play Last Man or Woman Stanton. Now this is going to be an interesting one. John, this is a game that Chad and Jeff have played before. Jeff unfortunately excels at it. You'll be given a name of an actor or actress, and maybe even multiple actors or actresses. And then I play along on this one. We're gonna take turns naming movies that they were in. And if you can't think of one, you're out, except you can go to your lifeline. You can go to Zane, Jeff can go to Mike, and you can go to a Christmas Steven, Chad.
I love it, let's do it.
If you need to, and you can only go to them once. And I say this every time. Doesn't hurt to use your lifeline early.
Steven, be ready.
he looks so ready.
He took a little drink to make sure he'd be able to talk. He doesn't want to be all hoarse when he has to go, Miss Miss Congeniality. I'm sorry.
It's hard to say congeniality when you got a throat thing. And who's this sitting next to you, Stephen? Who is that?
Jessica.
Oh, yeah, we saw her name tag. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's your relation to Jessica? So just say it.
You guys make rings?
So who is she to you?
He won't do it. My wife!
Hey. Yeah! Hey, Steve. Very nice.
Okay.
You tried so hard not to say
it. He wasn't going to say
whole
it.
Time.
I've never had that happen. It was
He held up his left hand, pointed to his wedding ring. And
they're not used to saying wife singular here. I didn't know how to make it fit. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, everybody.
If you're not careful, Jeff, somebody's going to give you a tabernacle sandwich.
I just thought of that.
Okay, so where is... I pre-selected some folks on Twitter. Where is Bilbao underscore Baggins? Woo. Hi. What's your actual name?
Kim.
Thanks for asking to participate, Kim, in a polite way through the internet. You said that you have one of the a name you have never heard before on the show. Or you said it's a great one. You really talked it up. That's why I'm going to you first. So what do you got?
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale. Oh. That is not bad at all. I do like that one. I think we've played him on the show before, but I'll still take it. Looking at these guys, seeing what they think. Chad's not happy.
Well, I don't know anything.
You don't know any Christian Bale movies?
I mean, I've seen them, and I'm sure I know I could describe them. You know me. I'm very descriptive.
That's interesting, because he's kind of he looks different in everything he's in.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. So how would you describe him?
No, I could describe the movies.
Oh.
And then everyone goes, yeah, no shit. The crowd is like,
oh, that's fair.
They're always so disappointed in me. And it's like, this is the hardest game for me to play.
I'm going
to
make a note with
me
this.
Of my dad.
I'm going to make a note with this end of the pen that doesn't write. I'm going to make a note that I do think that would be a fun game to play this game with three people that are terrible at it. And they have to describe the movie until I figure out what they're talking about.
Looks like I'll be back before 8 months.
That's how you secure a rebooking.
It's all content.
That's how you get a job where you're working for free. All right, so we got Christian Bale. Now let's go to a gentleman who on Twitter likes to go by the name Guys Hiding.
That's me.
That's our friend Ben.
Yeah.
Ben, why do you call yourself Guys Hiding? You have a podcast called Guys Hiding From What?
From Their Wives.
And your wives just... You can't do it with your wives.
Their wives.
That's not how it works.
Their wives.
It has to be... Yeah, don't stop doing that. It's one very specific... I can't have more than one expression where I'm expected to yell that out. It's already awkward enough in my daily life. All right, I still haven't written down Christian Bale. Let me write that down. Okay, so your wives are women that don't know that podcasts are a thing.
Well, she's the one that came up with the name for it.
Your wife came up with because she knows you're using it just to get away from her?
Yeah.
And do you listen to it?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
So it's accomplishing nothing. She's hearing everything you're saying, so your hiding is ineffective. You know, you can't go have a private conversation with the boys, is what I'm saying.
It does give her an hour off.
I wish it was that short.
Yeah.
People make hella long podcasts these days. Which reminds me, 12 Guests of Christmas is coming up soon, so... Get ready for 3 hours of semi-entertainment. All right, Ben, what's your suggestion for this game today?
Michael Myers.
Michael Myers. So it's all the Halloween films and Baby Driver. All right, let's see who else we got. Where is Cali Superstars?
Right here.
Right there?
Right here.
Hi. What's your actual?
Bob.
What?
Bob.
Bob. And what does Cali Superstars mean?
My fantasy football team.
You have a fantasy football team?
Yes.
Called Cali Superstars? Are you from California?
Originally.
A Ridge. Okay. What's your suggestion?
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken. Okay. Chad is still upset.
I know there are a ton of movies, smartass. I just don't know them. I hope you lose this Sunday in fantasy, you jerk.
Well, that's not fair, Chad. Who could
I'm just
have
kidding.
Said, who could he have said that you would know? He, Jeremy Renick?
That's interesting.
Yes, Jeremy Renick. Thank you.
The hockey player?
Do you have a... Because we have in the past done a version of this game where I let the guest pick which names we use so you could pick somebody whose films you know. But what you're saying is you just generally, you know actors by sight, but you don't really keep track of anything.
I think I'll get through 4 or 5 rounds of this one.
Because we got 3 big names.
That's what I'm saying.
Those guys have made a lot of movies.
4 or 5 rounds is not great, but it will be the furthest I've ever made it.
Let's see if one more person has an interesting name.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, a lot of people from this audience reached out, and I appreciate that, and I like to get people involved. Where is P-_Pizzazz? Hey. What's P-Pizzazz mean? Oh, my God, it's a long, quiet answer.
It's like, it reminds me of Kung Fu Panda 2 when he's on the roof.
Another great Kung Fu Panda scene.
Thank you. I've seen them all.
When he's on the roof?
Yeah.
When he's on the roof yelling at the peacock.
Oh, okay. You said roof the first time. Roof. Which is how some people say it.
I have no idea what I said.
Roof.
Yeah, people do say roof.
Yeah. What's your suggestion, Pizzazz-a-taz, Mataz? Julia Roberts, finally, we get a lady suggesting a lady. Should have went to her first and only, because Julia Roberts, boy, she's been in a lot of movies. So what is happening over there? What's that? Okay.
That was the quickest bail I've ever heard.
If hecklers would retract like they do in trials.
Oh, that'd be so great.
Withdrawn.
Strike that from the record.
I have to ask everyone to pretend that they didn't hear that. Don't let it affect your decision later. Okay, so I think we should narrow this down to 2 of the 4.
Oh, it's so
disappointing.
I've been thinking about it the whole time.
Narrow it down for, like, let Chad do whatever he wants. Let Chad name it from any 4.
No, that's not fair.
And then
just
narrow
do
it down
it.
For me and John.
Just wait, John, do you feel like you're going to be good at this?
No, not at all. But I mean, like Chad, I think I've got a few rounds in me. I'm not going to go out immediately, but...
Okay, so this is fun. And apologies to the people whose name tags were chosen, because you're sitting there now going, why are you making it so Jeff is going to lose? But I'm not. I'm just making it exciting. Jeff, pick one of those 4 names. And that'll be the only one you can name movies from.
Oh, shit.
What?
What were the names again? Christian Bale.
Mike Myers.
Mike Myers.
Oh, no.
Chris Walken.
Well, it's not going to be Mike Myers. That's crazy.
I got excited until I realized I'm still going to lose.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to say...
Christopher Walken or Julia Roberts.
I'm going to say Christopher Walken.
Okay, you probably know some movies he's been in that I've never even heard of. So I think he'll do pretty good. It could be all right. But you guys could steal Walken's from him. Is that what you were just saying, Chad?
I said a great strategy would be start with your Christopher Walken movies.
Yeah, and then when you're out of Christopher Walken's, just dive over to one of the others. This is going to be great.
I can't wait. I almost swore. I'm so excited.
Wait, are you a non-swearer?
I swear all the time, you know.
Yeah, but on podcasts and stuff?
I swear, but then I thought I'd already done it too much, so I thought I'd stop.
Oh, okay. You decided to dial it fucking back?
Correct.
Because those are my favorites. Like, where there's no reason for that word to be in there.
They split an infinitive with the F word?
Yeah.
Or just a word. Un-be-fucking-weavable. Like, that is tough to spell. I before E.
I used to like to say fan fucking tass fucking tick. I'll say it again later today. Now that I remembered. Okay, so to recap, Jeff won the last game, so he's going to go first. Then we're going to go, oh, this is going to happen to me as well. Maybe I should just pick one person. I'm going to just do Julia Roberts. Yeah. I like it. Christopher Walken's probably been in more movies than Julia Roberts, so I don't think I'll win. But so we'll start with Jeff, then we'll go to John, then Chad, and then me.
And to be clear, it's Bale and...
Yeah, we get Bale and Mike Myers.
You get Mike
and
Myers.
All the rest of them.
Yeah.
Wait, Bale? We're gonna lose. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to
okay.
You all get right, all of them.
All right. You get everybody.
You get Chris Walken, Christian Bale, Mike Myers, and Julia Roberts.
All right, so I go first?
Mm-hmm.
Watch this, everybody. Wayne's World 2.
Watch him go.
Well, that just took one of the 9 Mike Myers movies off the board.
That was my first movie.
I know.
Okay, I'm going to say... I thought you were only supposed to do... Oh, I get it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I get
yeah,
it now.
Yeah, strategizing.
Now I get it. Okay, all right. I'll try to strategize a little bit. Well, who are the names again? that's not going to work. Yeah, I got it. I'm just going to go early dive on Julia and then try to go chronological, and I'll start with Satisfaction. Chad?
Catch Me If You Can.
Well, start running. But if I catch you, I am going to eat you. We already learned that earlier.
I'm about to get my groove back.
John?
I'm going to go Deer Hunter.
Very good. When it's Oscar,
I'm going to say
that.
America's Sweethearts.
He just stuck his tongue out.
Yeah, why are you?
I just want the listeners to know what happened.
Gross.
Christopher Walken's in it.
He is?
Yeah.
Weird.
I know.
I didn't think he and Julia had worked together before. No, turns out they did. Okay, I'm going to go with...
I didn't mean to stick my tongue out. I meant to make the noise that part. Like, I meant to wink and make that noise, that clicky noise, but everything went wrong.
Yeah, you just stuck your tongue out and licked that dirty microphone.
I forgot I don't know how to wink, and that kind of fucked up the rest of it, too.
You look like that Instagram cat with its tongue half out.
Right when he falls off a table. That's my general look, is when a cat falls off a table. That's the expression on my face. Doug, it's your turn.
Yeah, we do have a limited amount of time. I'm going to say, Mystica Pizza.
Oh.
Donetti's.
I'm going to say Pulp Fiction.
Okay. Because you have a watch up your butt.
Yeah, sir.
John?
American Psycho.
Wait, did the order get all fucked up?
That's right.
That's right? Okay, sorry.
American Psycho.
Very good. Jeff?
I'm going to say The Dead Zone.
Good one.
Right, it's a scary movie about when your phone doesn't work.
You know what would make it even scarier?
Whoa, no.
If you were a pretty woman. Back to you, Chad.
I'm going to say Aaron Brockovich.
Nice.
That's what someone just say, huh, and then oh? Yeah, that's right, dude. I got it. That's Julia Roberts for your ass.
For your ass. Instead of for your consideration, that should say for your ass. John?
American Hustle.
Who's in that? Christian Bale.
Christian Bale.
Jeff. I forgot for a second. Jeff?
Envy.
Okay. Yeah.
No, it's right. I mean, nobody cares, but it's still right.
Oh, I thought of another Italian one. A Runaway Bride.
Has anyone seen my wife? She ran away.
Oh, man, you made me forget my answer. That was so funny.
She got the sprinter speed, you know?
It's Jeff's turn, though, right?
I think it's my turn.
Oh, okay. You guys are switching the order around.
Are we?
Yeah.
It's going like this.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm after you, I think.
Okay. That's what they say.
Okay.
At the beginning, I said, Jeff's going to go first, then John, then Chad, then me. So I don't know how it got. I guess that works. That's right. goes around in a circle.
Yeah.
I'm going to finally figure out how this game works. All these years.
I'm going to go with Pelican Brief.
Okay.
Keeping it short. Why, stop making these what noises.
What?
Just because you haven't heard of shit. What?
You know, in his defense.
Aaron Brock a what?
He
the
might
Pelican
just be
what? Let me see here. And this guy, he's worse than my stepmom.
You waiting for me to go?
Now we're back to Jeff?
No, me.
Wait, what? He said one, and then I did.
You went. You said Runaway Bride. Oh. I said Pelican Brief. He said what?
All right, so I went out of turn.
I'll go back. Batman Dark Knight. The Dark Knight.
What do you want to call it? Yeah, that's a good
the
name
Dark
for
Knight.
It. Oh, sure. Look at that. We're getting some new drinks.
I'll have another one.
Yeah. Jeff?
Well, John's answer sounded like so much fun. Now I want to say a Batman movie. Batman Returns.
Sneaky.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Stepmom. Chad?
I am going to go with Ocean's 11. Yeah, that's right. I studied Julia Roberts all fucking morning.
Well, John, I think you're in a pretty good spot here.
That's what you think. I'm searching for a... Let's see.
You also have Zane.
Yeah, you can go to Lifeline.
Yeah, I got to go Lifeline.
Don't say the obvious one. Give him one that's tougher.
$310 to Yuma.
That sounds about right.
Yep. Christian Bale's in that.
That's a great movie.
Jeff?
That's not fair.
What?
He was going to say the obvious one, and now you get to say it, because I can't say it, because I have to say The Prophecy.
What makes you think I'm going to say Ocean's 12? The fact that I just said it, Chad?
Sure, great. I'm going to go with Wayne's World.
Oh, yeah, that's been laying out there this whole time. John?
I'm going to go Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, who's sure. in that?
Mike Myers.
That's right. Good one. Jeff?
Annie Hall.
Ooh. Deep Christopher Walken cut. I'm going to say Flatliners.
Oh, Lord.
I am going to say the boxer, the fighter, the lover. and The Retreatist. And
pick one. Pick one.
Retreatist.
Which one of those would you like to go with?
I would like to say The Fighter.
Okay.
But I mean, what was he doing in it? So now tell me.
Yeah. Is it the end of the road, John?
Let me dig deep. Yeah, I think I'm out. I can't.
You did so good.
Well, not really.
John Evans, everybody.
Awful.
I meant like in general, you did so good because, you know, just like Dancing with the Stars, the game part of it is part of what determines whether you come back or not. But the other part is me, and the me part is most of it.
So being gracious in defeat, does that go?
Oh, it's so great.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not making excuses.
Right.
No. Jeff.
I mean, it's just been such a long day. I immediately start making excuses. That was the bit. They all missed it. Chad's right.
I actually thought there was a movie called The Long Day that I had never heard of again.
The King of New York.
Ooh.
The King of a New Yorker.
Charlotte's a web.
Oh.
Yeah, she's the voice of the something. Charlotte, I guess. Charlotte the spider. Or no, the pig is Charlotte. But she's the spider. Chad. I don't know who plays the panda in that.
I'm going to go with The Machinist.
Yeah! I thought you were going to accidentally say it when you were listing off all those the titles before.
I'm going to go The Mechanicist.
Back to you,
He's
Jeff.
The most mechanic.
True Romance.
Oh. Oh, fuck. I can't think of the guy's name now. Oh, fuck, I can't think of that one either. Holy shit.
Your brain works fast. Wow.
You ever seen a guy's brain literally shut down in front of you? Because the look in his eyes was terror.
Oh. I hate that I can't think of either of these titles. Oh, fuck it. We're almost out of time anyway, so I'm gonna dip. It's just between Chad now and Jeff.
Okay. I'm going to go with So I Married an Axe Murderer. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, you said that just in the nick of time.
Nick of time.
God, he's so good. He knows nick all the movies time. And makes them work with what he's saying. I am going to go. There has to be a Wayne's World 2.
Yeah, it's already been said. That's what he opened
said
with.
That?
Yeah, that was like
that was
that's
opener.
What gave you the idea to say Wayne's World.
Christopher Walken's in it.
Yeah, he did a tricky one.
All right, I need to go to Steven.
Steven.
Seven psychopaths.
Yes, he's one of the psychopaths. Jeff.
You said a Christopher Walken one. I hate you.
So smart.
Does My Lifeline have anything?
Kill the Irishman.
Yeah, Kill the Irishman.
I feel like that's just something they say around here.
It can be both. It can be both, Doug.
Would you like to withdraw that, sir? Okay, so Jeff just got another one with the Kill the Irishman. So, Chad, do you have one more? Because we're also out. We're completely out of time.
And I'm out of answers. Congratulations, Jeff.
Jeff, you did it!
What? You hung in there.
Come on up and get your stuff, Mike. Congratulations, Mike Turlip. Okay, he's going to come up someday.
Cola. Don't shortchange
that
cola.
Oh, yeah, don't forget that cola, the King Kong cola. Please don't drink it in here. We have rules. Let's hear it for everybody and get some plugs going. You can't come see Chad tonight because it's sold out. They probably have a standby line, though.
People I'm sure.
want to go for it. And what else you got to plug, Chad?
I have Fargo, North Dakota on the 16th. And then the Tuesday after that, Des Moines. Wednesday is Omaha. Then Kansas City and Oklahoma City and Dallas all that week.
Very good. Whew. Killing it, going all over. Didn't you? Where'd you just come from? Like,
I was in San Diego and Brea before.
Oh, yeah, Brea.
Salt Lake City, yeah.
Sold out Brea.
I don't know.
That seats like 800 people.
Well, it was nice. People came out.
Yeah, they did.
Middle of somewhere. Sure. Yeah, that's like a podcast, Middle of Somewhere.
Oh, okay. Now people are reminding you of your things to plug?
I always have a lifeline for plugs. You know that.
He spent 90 minutes proving he can't remember anything.
We are done. John Evans.
Let's see. I'm going to Springfield, Illinois, a place called Donnie B's. Going to Crackers in Indianapolis.
You know, you're just saying places you're going to visit?
No, this
you're
is
going to do
clubs.
Shows there?
These are Donnie B's house.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, these are clubs. And thrift store guy, Twitter. I also have a vintage store called Funky Junk Vintage in Pittsburgh, so you'd be able to buy stuff online when I get the website.
Yeah, I've been on the road with John and had to go to the thrift stores. That's probably why we stopped going on the road together. Jeff Tate.
I got a podcast with my brother called Alter Tates. Chad and I are doing a show together in Madison. Do we plug that? The day before Thanksgiving?
Oh,
and Trey Gallion and I got a bunch of shows in Atlanta, Asheville, Knoxville, Chattanooga.
Ooh, it was alphabetical for a second there.
It still is. Thanks a lot. That's all my time.
Doug Loves Movies is back at the Neptune Theater in Seattle on Monday, December 16th. And for all my other dates, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
That's right, Ted Dancer. You guys are awesome. Thank you for coming out this afternoon. Thank you to Wise Guys. Always love coming to Wise Guys. And one more time for all my guests, Chad Daniels, John Evans, and Jeff Tate. As always, positive energy.
Thanks again to Watchmen. Can't get enough of HBO's Watchmen? Now you can go deeper inside the critically acclaimed new series with the official Watchmen podcast. Hosted by Watchmen executive producer and writer Damon Lindelof and Craig Mazin, the creator of Chernobyl, the new podcast explores narrative choices, uncovers Easter eggs, and examines the show's connection to the groundbreaking graphic novel. Stream Watchmen now and catch new episodes Sundays at 9 p.m. only on HBO. Bye-bye.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.